Translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thereafter, when Krishna was unable to find the calves, he returned to the bank of the river. But there, he was also unable to see the cowherd boys. Thus he began to search for both the calves and the boys, as if he could not understand what had happened. Krishna could immediately understand that Brahma had taken away both the calves and the boys. But, as an innocent child, he searched here and there, so that Brahma could not understand Krishna's Maya. This was all a dramatic performance. A player knows everything, but still, he plays on the stage in such a way that others do not understand him. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuntam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Jaita Gadadhar Shri Sri Gova Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is always a great fortune and pleasure to be here. It's been some time since I was here. A little colder than I'm used to now. It's interesting how the body adjusts. So, this is a beautiful, I mean, everything in Bhagavatam is beautiful. Even those sections in Bhagavatam sometimes are really hard to churn, like the genealogies or the fifth canto. Don't mention the fifth canto. It's like, don't mention the war, right? So you don't mention certain things because sometimes they're really hard for us to digest. But here we have full sweetness. The Lord's manifested pastimes in full sweetness. And in fact, this is the last chapter of that Srila Prabhupada actually translated whilst on this planet. So the purports are also packed with very, very powerful expressions of love. So here we have this very interesting situation that Brahma, whose body is considered to be that of pure intelligence. So of all of the personalities on this primary creation that Krishna manifests, and then the secondary creation that Brahma manifests, he is the first. So therefore, he is the topmost materialist, you could say. You don't get better than Lord Brahma in terms of position. He is the pinnacle of the material evolution, if you want to give it that point. And yet, because of his attachment to his position, and because the Lord wanted to fulfill a very sweet pastime, the Lord then manifests this particular lila. Just to establish his supremacy. And the Lord is always establishing his supremacy, just like we see in the Bhagavad Gita. The reason why the Lord comes down, in the fourth chapter of the Gita, he establishes that, you know, to establish this religion. Now, what is that religion that's being lost? It's the religion of loving the Lord without any motivation. Without this attachment for position, without this attachment for name, without this attachment for fame, without this attachment for adoration. Just loving the Lord without any motivation. We see the demigods. Unfortunately, they are motivated. They're motivated to love the Lord. Because they know that without the Lord's sanction, they cannot retain their position. So they love the Lord according to that capacity that they can maintain their position. But the minute their position is threatened, then they try and bargain with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we're comfortable here in our position, but now we become uncomfortable. So you please help us out so that we can become comfortable again in our position. So we see this bargaining happening in our spiritual lives. Many times we have come to Krishna consciousness with this bargaining mentality. That I am in some situation, mental, physical, psychological, whatever it may be. And somehow or other I've met the devotees. And by the potency of the process, this kleshagni, this destruction of misery, this burning fire that consumes the misery that we have in the material world. We're getting that experience at the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Some more, some less. So we are bargaining with Krishna, even from the very beginning. Just like here we see Lord Brahma, he is thinking that this boy, he cannot be God. Because his conception of God is the conception of God based on or in reverence. That God, he has to establish his position because it's all about position. Because as we said earlier, that Brahma is the supreme person on this material creation based on position. So his power is based on position. Therefore, anyone who is going to be better than him has to be based on position. But if we simply base our reality on just position, then we're going to get bewildered. We see that time and time again in the Bhagavatam. The persons who try and approach the Lord based on position, then they always end up doing something stupid. Just like we see, if we approach something based on position, we can try and influence based on position, but how far can that influence go? So we see here, then the Lord, he is then covering everything over by his internal potency. So this covering, it's going to happen. Just like we know that the external energy of the Lord has two factors, it's covering and pulling. But the internal energy of the Lord also has this covering potency. It's not that it's any different. It's going to have a covering potency. That is the nature of the energy of the Lord. That in order for him to facilitate pastimes, things have to be covered. Just like there is this story we all remember when we were children, the prince and the pauper. Right? How many of you remember that story? So the prince, he looks exactly like this beggar boy. So then the prince swaps with the pauper because he wants to experience life outside of the palace. So in order for him to experience that life outside of the palace, what must he do? He must assume the external manifestation of the pauper so that he can actually fit in. But he doesn't lose his princely qualities. So we see at the end of the day, he gets found out. Because how long can he actually pretend? But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can pretend eternally. Because he is in control. So this is our mistake often that we make. We want to retain control, but actually we can only be in control if we actually let go of control. Because we see that the final, highest platform of bhakti is Krishna Karshani. That you attract Krishna. Not only do you attract Krishna, but you bind Krishna. You control that which cannot be controlled. And the highest representation of that is Madan Mohan Mohini. That person who bewilders the person who bewilders Cupid. And that bewilderment is only coming through service. So we see that Lord Brahma is trying to establish his position. So he is trying to establish his position by testing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see that we have to be careful in our spiritual life not to try and challenge the Lord's potency, thinking that we can manage the Lord's potency separate from the Lord. This is our mistake. We think that a little bit of skill will enable us to do all sorts of things. So we value material skill over spiritual qualities. So my material skill has got us here. Just like last week, we were at a retreat with some of the university students, and His Honor Devanrita Maharaj was showing a video of this rock climber. So this rock climber, he's supposed to be the best on the planet. And so everyone was watching this video, and we were all appreciating his, even I was looking at this guy, and I was appreciating his skill. His manifestation of skill of climbing these vertical rock faces with just literally one quarter tip of his fingers. And we're talking about 1,000, 2,000 feet rock faces. We're not talking about 200-300 feet. And then, as is the potency of the spiritual authorities, they then, just by a few words, dispel all illusion. So Maharaj used a very interesting analogy. He said, why are we glorifying something that a mountain goat can do within a blink of an eye? And then immediately we're shaken out of our illusion. But for that moment, we've valued skill. But if that skill is not used in the right way, or if we value the skill above the activity, or we value the skill above the mood, then we're always going to be bewildered. So here we have Lord Brahma. He is valuing his skill. He's valuing his position above relationship. Because ultimately, what is his ultimate relationship? His ultimate relationship is servant of Krishna. He knows that. But he's valuing his position, he's valuing his skill above that. So therefore he's questioning Krishna. And what is Krishna doing? Just like a perfect actor, he's performing this pastime. So there's a beautiful verse in the third canto of, actually beautiful section in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Kapila Shiksha. So you have chapters 29 and 30. So verse 5 of chapter 30, Kapila Muni, he mentions this really interesting point about the Lord's illusory energy. He mentions the point that when we come into a species, then we become so attached to the body that attachment becomes so great by the illusory energy of the Lord that we will even enjoy a body in hell with hellish conditions. That is how great that enjoyment is. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Lord Indra, who gets cursed, as is, you know, the MO of Lord Indra. You know, he does some silly things and then he gets cursed and then he wakes up and then does some silly things and gets cursed. Yeah. Welcome to our reality. So he gets cursed to enjoy a hog's body. So, you know, those of you who've gone around Vrindavan, then you see how the hogs are living. And so then it's time for Indra to come back, and Lord Brahma is coming to get Indra, and Indra doesn't want to go. He's very comfortable in his position. So this is the potency of the Lord's energy, internal or external. It will cover us. Now our choice is what covering we want to have. We want to have a covering that separates us from Krishna, or we want to have covering that increases our relationship with Krishna. That is the only question. So we see here that the Lord's internal energy is so powerful that even sometimes it bewilders the Lord. Just like Rupa Goswami describes in Lalita Madhava. He describes one time when the Lord is in Dwarka. And in Dwarka, then we have descriptions of the Lord's palace in Dwarka. Beautiful descriptions of how the columns are made of these beautiful jewels. And then one time, and this is actually described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well, that section where we have the discussion of the internal reasons for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. So there, Rupa Goswami is describing how the Lord, he catches a glimpse of his reflection. And then he just becomes bewildered by the beauty of this reflection. And then in that prayer, He makes the point that, oh, this is the beauty that Srimati Radharani is hankering after. I want to taste that beauty by which that she is attracted to. So when we are seeing the Lord based on His position, His potency, His form first, and our position second, then actually we're in the right path. But if we establish our position, our potency, our skill, our understanding first, and then try and connect that to Krishna, that's okay at the beginning because we're coming from mixed background, but we cannot maintain that. We cannot keep hold of that. Because we'll always constantly try and fit Krishna into our understanding. And we can see here that not even Lord Brahma can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead based on position. Krishna can only be understood based on service, based on love. He cannot be understood based on position. And so this is how we see that even the Lord Himself, just to establish the sweetness of the pastime, He puts Himself in these transcendental positions where He becomes just like one of us. It's described actually in this part, because 1 year has passed. Actually, in that year, the Lord transitions from His childhood phase, between 1 and 5, to His next phase, 6 and above. So He's actually transitioned in that 1 year. And in that time, the Agasura pastime also takes place. But because a year has passed, when the childhood boys come together, they discuss it as if it was yesterday. And in the Agasura pastime, again, we have the same situation. That the cowherd boys, when they're walking into the mouth of Agasura, it's not as if they don't know that this is a snake. If you read the descriptions of the pastimes, it's not as if they don't know that this is not a cave. Right? There's a fishy smell. You know, they can hear the breathing of the snake. So it's not as if they're in bewilderment that, what is this thing? They know fully well what they're doing. But because they know that Krishna is there for them, they just walk in. And at that moment, then the acharyas describe that Krishna just pauses for a second. And he again becomes bewildered. And he asks the question, you know, what are these boys doing? They know that they're walking into danger, and yet they're still doing it. And then he tightens his belt, and then he's ready for action. Sticks his flute into his belt, and then he's ready for action. So we see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through His sweetness, He's always ready to act on behalf of the welfare of the devotees. But we have to first have His welfare in our heart. That is how it works in relationship. If we simply try and consider our welfare first, then the relationship will always be stymied, will always be limited. And we see here how this drama unfolds. The Lord Brahma is questioning the Lord's position. So then he thinks by his action, he is able to prove his supremacy. But then we see later on how the Lord's activity then not only pleases everyone just by one act. We see that the Lord's activity, He pleases the gopis who have been praying that the Lord becomes His son. He pleases the cows who are praying that the Lord comes as the calves. Then He's pleasing the cowherd men. And then we see later on, when the calves and the cows are reunited after the year, then the cowherd men become angry. Is described later on in this chapter, how their anger comes into their eyes and tears of anger come into their eyes, thinking, what are these cows doing? Why are they behaving in such a way? But then yet, when they feel the loving expression of their children, then their anger dissipates. So it's not as if these expressions aren't there in spiritual reality. Expressions of anger, expressions of fear. But these are perfectly reconciled through loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what we have to understand as practicing sadhakas. We take these pastimes and we analyze the mentality and the mood of all of the players. Just like Srila Prabhupada is making a point about this perfect drama. When you study drama, those of you who are, have time studying drama, then the best actors, just like, for example, materially speaking, one of the best actors on the planet is still considered to be one of the best actors on the planet. His name is Daniel Day-Lewis. And what he does is that he studies a role for 2 or 3 years before he actually plays the role. He studies and he lives that role. He enmeshes himself fully in that role, which is why he only does one film every, you know, 100 years or whatever. And yet, he's the only actor who's won 3 or 4 Oscars. That's the perfection of material, right? Material skill. So we see that science, it's not that all of a sudden we throw that science out. That science works because this is what Krishna does. Krishna knows his role perfectly. Therefore, he can play his role perfectly. So our responsibility as sadhakas is to know what our role is in Krishna's pastimes. And we can only learn that role in Krishna's pastimes through serving under the authorities. This is not about our own independent idea of skill or quality or influence. It's nothing to do with that. Actually, it is just our willingness to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Because otherwise, we're trying to implicate ourselves in the Lord's drama based on our quality without actually understanding what is the part that we're supposed to be playing in the Lord's drama so that the Lord can actually enhance his taste. That is true service. Our understanding is that we want to come into the Lord's drama because the Lord is sweet. Because the Lord is sweet, we can get some sweetness. But it's about us. So therefore, we're stopping the Lord's taste. Just like we see in Gaura Leela, that Shiva's being so kind, he smuggles that Brahmana into the nocturnal kirtan. It's the same principle we see. The Brahmana wants to come into the pastime based on his position. Because he wants to taste that sweetness. And then what happens? The Lord's sweetness becomes hampered. And then what? Of course we see the Lord's kindness is there afterwards. But we see that. We want to come into the Lord's pastime based on our position, based on our skill, based on our understanding, based on our interpretation. But we don't understand the Lord's pastime. Because we've not qualified ourselves. We've not trained ourselves to study the drama. Study the players. Study what is actually our position within that drama. So therefore, then we follow the footsteps of Lord Brahma. We try and separate. That was Brahma's fault. Compared to Indra, Brahma's fault was, Indra, okay, he got a little crazy. He tried to, you know, destroy the inhabitants. But by his action, he brought everyone together. But Brahma's action, he separated the Lord from his parts and parcels. So actually, Brahma's action was not intelligent at all. Because he was trying to separate the Lord from his parts and parcels. So this is what happens to us. We try and come into the pastime. We try and come into the Lord's activity based on our external position. And what do? We separate. We actually divide. We're trying to divide the Lord. We're trying to grab the Lord's attention away from others because we think we're so special. We think we're so important. So this is the nature of the spiritual process, that it's so fine that sometimes we can overlook it in its manifested pastimes of the Lord. We see that the fineness is not just about the activity, it's also about the mood. So this description of the Lord's internal energy, it should make us understand that the Lord's activities are always perfect. And we shouldn't question the Lord's activities. We should just connect ourselves properly in the disciplic succession and become trained up so that we can actually understand the sweetness of the Lord, so that one day we can also become bewildered by the Lord's internal potency. So it's not that we don't want bewilderment, but right now we're being bewildered by the Lord's external potency. We want to become captivated by the Lord's internal potency. But in order for us to become captivated, we have to become trained. We have to learn how to appreciate. And not just based on jnana, which is Lord Brahma's position. Recently I was asking someone about this attachment we have to jnana and karma, and why that is. And it was a very interesting response I got back. And he said that, one of my Siksha gurus, he turned around and he said, karma, that is optimism. Material karma, that's optimism. And material jnana, that's pessimism. And I thought it was a very interesting way to put it. We're optimistically trying to get some karma, but then we get knowledge that actually makes us realize that actually there's no enjoyment out there whatsoever. So then we become pessimistic, because we realize that we're trying to enjoy eternally in a temporary situation, so we become pessimistic. So we try and superimpose that on spiritual. And we do that time and time again. We don't even know we're doing that. We don't even know we're subtly superimposing our ideas, our judgments, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we see, but a lot of the time now, in the modern faculty, is all about positive thinking. Just project positivity, speak positively, and you know, think like an entrepreneur, and you'll be an entrepreneur. And then what? You've become an entrepreneur, and then what? What are you going to do? You've made it. You've made it to that 0.01% top echelon of society. And then what? Is all activity going to stop? Are you going to become peaceful? And what are you going to do with that energy? How are you going to engage that energy in the right way? Because that energy does not stop. Cannot stop, will not stop. So you're going to move in one or two directions. And who's guaranteeing you that if you think that way, you're going to get that result? Where's the guarantee? And yet, all of us, subtly or grossly, we listen to these things, we see these things, and we see the Lord's energy separate from the Lord. This is what is meant by separating the Lord's energy. That we see the Lord's energy separate from Him. So this is the situation that Lord Brahma does to the extreme, but we do it in so many different ways. We separate the Lord's energy from Him, thinking that either the Lord is not involved, or that we can get some enjoyment out of it, and then once we get tired, we'll connect it back to the Lord. But yet, Srila Prabhupada, in His infinite intelligence, established these centers of worship for us to be trained to understand that who is the center. You can try and escape it in the temple. It's a bit harder to escape in the temple. Who is the center of everything? I'm sure you all have your small little spaces here in the manor where you can hide away and pretend that you are the center of the universe for a bit. But it's hard. I was speaking to someone the other day and they were asking me, we've been living in Mayapur for the last 7 months. And they were asking, what is my realization? I realized that when you're in the Dham, there are fewer places to hide than when you're in the West. In the West, you can hide in many places because the modes are a little bit more, open-armed. But in the Dham, there are very few places you can hide. You can't run away from yourself when you're in the Dham. Here, you can run away from yourself. So this is the potency of the Dham, Radha Gokulananda's Dham, that you can't escape it. And sometimes that's quite, intense. Just like we see, the intensity of the situation is such that Lord Brahma then speaks beautiful prayers in the next verse, in the next chapter, which is not here. And that famous prayer, Tatena Kampam Susamikshamano. That prayer is there in the 14th chapter. So Brahma has put himself in a position. He's realized, and then he prays. So we put ourselves in position. Most of the time we realize, but then we forget to do the next part, which is pray. We think, oh, we made a mistake. Let me adjust. A skill. But no, we have to actually adjust mood. And mood only comes from prayer. Which is why we have our deity worship. Our deity worship is all about prayer. Just even before you bathe the deities, there's a whole set of prayers that you have to do. Just to focus one's attention. And then one starts one's activity. Just like before we recite the scripture, we have prayer. So this process that we've been given is so expertly laid out that we can avoid the tricky situations that Brahma, Indra, and all of these personalities have put themselves in. We can avoid that. That is the specialness of this process. And that is the whole point of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is to teach us what situations we should avoid, what mentalities we should avoid, and what mentalities we should have, what we should start to train ourselves into thinking. That is the whole point of the Bhagavatam. And then when we want to ask a question about lifestyle, how to actually apply that, then we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, which unfortunately devotees don't read often enough. Half of our problems are solved if we actually read Chaitanya Charitamrita closely, because it has the Bhagavad principles applied in Vaishnava dealings, Vaishnava culture. Practical day-to-day Vaishnava activities. To avoid us from clouding ourselves and trying to misrepresent or misunderstand the Lord's pastimes. Trying to implicate ourselves into the Lord's pastimes based on our position. So, what time is class supposed to be till? Okay. So, we'll stop here if there's any comments or adjustments or questions.